Our next presentation is the impact of pre-bloom square loss on yield and link quality in Louisiana cotton cropping systems.
Good morning. My name is Corey Cole, and like he said, I'll be talking to you guys a little bit about the impact of pre-bloom square loss on yield and link quality in Louisiana cotton cropping systems. So we produce cotton as an annual crop, but we classify it as an indeterminate perennial plant. Therefore, plants such as cotton can suffer fruit loss due to insect injury, disease, physical damage, and unfavorable weather conditions. Indeterminate plants are better able to withstand limited fruit loss because they flower over a longer period of time. Compensation for early season square loss has been reported in many cotton-producing regions. So Dr. Kearns et al. In 2016 found that in the Texas High Plains, up to 100% pre-bloom square loss had little to no influence on yield. But Fife et al. In 2000 found that in Winsboro and St. Joseph, Louisiana, that weekly intervals of square removal did have a significant influence, a significant negative influence on yield. So our hypothesis for this research was that cotton cultivars and square removal will impact yield and fiber quality. Our objective was to investigate the impact of pre-bloom square loss on yield and fiber quality. So we conducted this research at three different locations. The Alexandria location is the Deanley Research Station, St. Joseph, the Northeast Research Station, and Winsboro at the Macon Ridge Research Station. In the interest of time today, I'm only going to talk about the Alexandria and St. Joseph location. So our experimental design was a 2x6 factorial with four replications. We used phytogen 222, an early maturing variety, and phytogen 499, a mid-maturing variety. And we used six different levels of pre-bloom square removal, 0, 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100%. So our initial plot sizes were four rows wide by 40 feet long. We created a subplot within these initial plots, which was approximately 14 feet per row, or 1/1000th an acre. We thinned these subplots to 30 healthy plants at approximately the 5 true leaf stage. And we managed plant growth with PGRs and sprayed insecticide as needed, basically on a weekly basis. So our different levels of square removal, as I said before, the 0, 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100%, were used to simulate minimum and maximum damage. So we removed squares using a lottery system. We counted each square on each of the 30 plants and assigned them a number. And from these numbers, the percentage of squares to be removed were randomly assigned using a random number generator online. We removed squares just prior to bloom when they reached 12 to 14 nodes, and we removed them with fine-nose forceps. So as for our subplots, we hand-harvested them, machine-ginned them, and sent them to our cotton fiber lab in Baton Rouge for HBI analysis. We generated harvest data consisting of lint yield and gin turnout, fiber quality consisting of length, strength, micronair, and uniformity. And we also generated loan value. For our statistical analysis, we used ANOVA and Tukey's at the probability of less than 0.05 to form linear and nonlinear regressions using GraphPad Prism version 7.0 and SigmaPlot version 13. So as for our results, in Alexandria, we found no variety by square removal interaction for yield, but when we pooled varieties, we found that the 0, 20, and 40% square removal treatments yielded significantly higher than 100% square removal treatment. This basically shows us that plants were not able to compensate for 100% pre-bloom square removal. So although we found no variety by square removal interaction, we did find some notable qualities between varieties. So for phytogen 499 at Alexandria, it did demonstrate the ability to compensate, or as you can see, even overcompensate. So from yield did tend to increase from 0 to 20%, as you can see here. And then after that, it began to quite sharply decline. This does suggest some compensation and even overcompensation. So as for phytogen 222, we found that yields remain relatively flat until 60% square loss. Again, this does suggest some compensation. So we analyze lateral branch positions as they pertain to different levels of square removal. We found no variety by square removal interaction at this location, but when varieties were pulled for the first position, we found that 0% square removal did have a higher percentage of open bowls when compared to 40, 60, 80, and 100% square removal. At the second position, there was no statistical differences, but at the third plus position, the 0% square removal treatment had a lower percentage of open bowls when compared to 60, 80, and 100%. So we also analyzed the top 9 plus nodes and bottom 1 through 8 as they pertain to compensation. And the 80 and 100% square removal treatments did have more open bowls than the 0 and 20% square removal treatments on the upper nodes. This basically reflects that we removed more squares on the bottom portion of the plant because we removed squares at around 12 to 14 nodes. We also analyzed compensation on vegetative and reproductive branches. We found no statistical differences when varieties were pulled, but we did find a variety by square removal interaction. So for phytogen 499, we found that it had a higher percentage of open bowls on vegetative branches when 80 and 100% squares were removed. And it's just the opposite on phytogen 222. So basically that could tell us that phytogen 499 was able to retain a little more vegetative fruit. So for our fiber quality characteristics, we found that there were no statistical differences when varieties were pulled, but we did find a variety by square removal interaction for micronarian and uniformity. So for phytogen 499, we found that it did demonstrate a higher mic value as square removal increased. And this higher micronarial value could be indicative of more mature fibers, which can be attributed to a more full season variety like phytogen 499. So phytogen 499 did have a lower percent uniformity at 40% square removal, but a higher percent uniformity at 80% square removal. As you can see, uniformity is above 85%. Across both varieties and all square removal treatments. So the slight variation in uniformity is basically economically insignificant. So for our St. Joseph location, for yield, we did not find a variety by square removal interaction. But when varieties were pulled, we found that 0 and 20% square removal treatments yielded significantly higher when compared to 100% square removal. This does show us that plants were not able to compensate for 100% pre-bloom square removal. Again, we found some notable differences between both of our varieties, although there was no variety by square removal interaction. We found that phytogen 499 did suffer approximately a 300-pound yield loss from 20 to 80% square removal, and a 400-pound yield loss when suffering 100% pre-bloom square removal. We can't say that compensation is certain here because environmental factors may have limited the 20 and 40% treatments from compensating further than the 60, 80, 100% treatments. So for phytogen 222, we found basically a linear decrease in yield, basically showing a consistent reduction. So after analyzing our lateral branch positions, we found no variety by square removal interaction. But at the first position, we found that the 0% square removal treatment did have significantly more open bowls when compared to our 100% square removal treatment. At the second position, we found no statistical differences. But at the third position, we found that the 0% square removal treatment did have significantly less open bowls when compared to our 60% square removal treatment. This doesn't necessarily reflect compensation, just due to the lack of significance elsewhere on that third position. So after analyzing our top 9 plus nodes and bottom 1 through 8, we found that the 0, 20, and 40% square removal treatments did have significantly less open bowls when compared to 100% square removal treatments on the upper portions of the plant. It's just the opposite on the bottom portions of the plant. This again does reflect that we remove squares more on the bottom portions of the plant because we remove squares when plants reached approximately 12 to 14 nodes. So after analyzing our compensation on vegetative and reproductive branches, there was no variety by square removal interaction or no significance when varieties were pulled. This basically provides evidence that compensation wasn't really evident at this location. basically found the same thing for fiber quality characteristics, no variety by square removal interaction, and no significance when varieties were pulled. Again, this does reflect a lack of compensation at this location. So overall, Louisiana experienced an abnormally high precipitation rate during the 2016 growing season, and we think that this had this basically limited cotton's ability to compensate for pre-bloom square loss. Although we did see that pre-bloom square removal did have a minimal effect on lint quality. So our impact of square loss was highly variable depending on our environmental conditions and rainfall. So we recommend to attempt to target 80 to 90% pre-bloom square removal, pre-bloom square retention. So I'd like to acknowledge Cotton Incorporated, Louisiana State Support for Funding, Phytogen Seed for supplying seed, my academic advisors, Dr. Dan Ferrami, David Kearns, Lisa Fultz, and Gerald Myers, and my fellow grad students for all their help. I couldn't have done it without them. With that, I'll take any questions.
Are there any questions for our speaker?
Yes, sir. He's asking if I looked at the effect of pre-bloom square removal on maturity and looked at nodes above crack bowl. We did not analyze any of that data. No, sir, we did not. Any other questions?